Soko izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Hola mukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo omhla ka 18 lwezi 2019 ngokhathisa Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje uhulumende usethembise izisebenzi zempila kahle ezithandazo ukwakha izindlu lapho azabe ebathathela khona kancane kancane imali yokuhlawulela lezi zithanda emholweni. Amagqwetha amela induna umnumzana Felix Ndlala yamazwe Ndiweni uthi athi asalungisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethwandaba isinqumo esithethwe zinduna zeMathebeleland Chief Council esokuthi aphunyiswe esikhundleni. Inkokheli zamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika ezigoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa zithe gwaqa emhlanganweni oqalise lamhlanje kwele-Arab Emirates owezenotho oweDubai for the Global Business Forum. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uhulumende usethembise izisebenzi zezempila kahle izitandazo kwakhela izindlu lapho azabe ezithathela kancane kancane imali emholweni yokuhlawulela lezi zitanda. Izisebenzi ngakwelinye icele zithi ziyamukela lelinyathelo kodwa uDubo ukuthi lenhlawulo ihlephunwa kuholo labo elivele lelincane. Ubathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abongi abaningi bakhanya bekwamukela kodwa belokuthandabuza besithi lokhu yikubengezelela kunhlupho abavele bebhekane lazo. Ngabe phela ubanika lezo zitanda ngaphandle kwembadalo. Umnumzana Anthony Majongozi omele abongi bakobulawayo ugcizelela kulokho.
Ngifuna ukukhuluma le ndawo yemasitenzi ikhuluma ngayo le government yeZimbabwe. Indawo leyi inhle kodwa amasenzi lawa abantu bazowabhadalela njalo ukuthi i-SSB imali izohamba, i-SSB izothatha imali kuma-salaries abantu ukuthi ibhadale imali leyana njalo ukuthi amasenzi siyafuna kodwa imali njalo siyayifuna futhi ayikhwani ukuthi bangabamba imali leyana yamasenzi vele sizosala silani singela imali yokuthi sithenge anything, imali yokuthi sithenge ukudla. Yalo siyabona ukuthi izinto sezikhwelele zonke.
Isikhulumi sabodokotela, uDokotela Mthulisi Bebe, uthi isimanga ukuthi uhulumende akhulume ngokwezitanda wona umumo wezibhedlela lokhe ungakalungisiswa.
Akula zitendi esizaziyo thina ekuthiwa ziphiwe ngodokotela. Asikayizwa enye zona lezi, asikwazi ukuthi zikhulunywa ngubani. Njalo isimo ezibhedlela lokho zifanana. Akula bodokotela, mina ngivaliwe. Isigulane siyakusele ezindlini.
Unkosikazi Nodumo Ndlovu ongumongi uthi udaba lwezutanda baluzwile kodwa abala siqiniseko kumbe indlela yokuthi bathathelwe imali.
Udaba lwezutendi siluzwile kakhulu and asikwazi ukuthi into indlela zokuthi besithathele imali asho ukuthi zikhona
zokuthi zikhona.
Unkosikazi Mildred Nyoni oyisigulane esivele emaphandleni uthi lokhu kungamanga kuhle ezibhedlela.
Ukuswelakala kwabodokotela empilo kusiphalisa nzima. Mina ngisuke esibhedlela senkayili bengithiwe ngizodinga ukuthi ngisizakale, kangisasizakalanga, sengibuyela futhi ekhaya kungela lutho enduncedo endikholileyo. Kanti manje kuyaphetha ngani? Odokotela bengekho beshotile, sithini? Kumanjani? Siyahlupheka, sisela kube labodokotela.
Kuviki edluleyo umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle umnumzana Obadaya Moyo wethula umbiko ethi odokotela labongi bazanikezwa indawo zokuhlala njalo abongi sebeqalile ukubhalisa ukuze bathole lezo ndawo. Le ngenye yemizamo kahulumende eyokulungisisa izikhalazo zabodokotela ezokukhwezelwa iholo. Odokotela baqala ukukhalala umsebenzi bekhonona ngeholo elincane kanye lendawo zokusebenzela ezingalunganga ekuqaleni kwenyanga kaMpandula. Izisebenzi zempilakahle zikhanye zithandabuza lokhu zithi nxa bezaphinda bahlephunelwe eyinye imali kuholo elivele lingeneli pho bazasala lani. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Amagqwetha amela induna uMnumzana Felix Nhlanhla yamangwe endiweni athi wona asalungisisa amaphepha okuphikisa emthethwandaba. Isinqumo esithethwe ilikhansili yezinduna zeMathebeleland eyeMathebeleland Chief Council esokuthi aphume esikhundleni ngoba engayisilo zibulo okwakufanele lithathe isikhundla sikayise uMoyi uChief Kayisa Ndiweni. Umdeni wakondiweni uthi uNhlanhla yamangwe ulokho eyinduna yehlamba baloyi ngoba yiwo eyamkhethayo njalo ulezi zathu ezibalulekileyo ngokwenza lokho. Omunye wamagqwetha amela uMnumzana Ndiweni uMnumzana Dumisani Dube utshele uSandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ukuthi basalungisisa amaphepha ukukhweza emthethwandaba ngolesine kumbe ngolesihlanu.
Yes, asihambi emthethwandaba ekhodi sicela ideklarela ngoba officially asika besingakaziswa yini kudingi phandle kokuba kwezinto esizithola ku-social media.
Ye, ungachasela ukuthi ideklarator leyo kuyini?
Isinqumo esivele emthethwandaba esiveza ubana ukubana unduna uKhayisa elothi unduna akulanto esitshintshile ngoba ngomsekelo somthetho eZimbabwe induna ukhethe imuli yayo bese proclamation by umongameli welizwe and akulo omunye umuntu ongabisela emuva leso sinqumo nxa sesivele senziwe phandle kwamongameli welizwe.
Kulesinye isahluko somthetho esinika ezinye induna amandla wokuthi singamsusa esikhundleni omunye wabo nxa kukhona okusolisayo.
Nxa kukhona okusolisayo kuba kekhethe induna ezintathu ezihambe emndeni ziyehlolisise zixhwayisise bese zinika ama-recommendations. But ithaba emntwini olukhona induna uKhayisa ayizange yatshela ukuthi kube hlupho, ayizange yabizwa ukuthi izophendula. Lapho ngikuzwa nje ngomahlemtheni ukuthi kube nomhlangano lapho kulo mbono ukuthi imiswe. Induna yaphoyintwa ngasemthethweni ngo-2014 umongameli wayekhona upresident. Then okugcotshwa elikwenziwa emndeni lezinye izinduna into iyadlula kudala.
Nibona ingani ngesiNgisi lile strong case yini?
There's a strong case, ngokuthi umthetho uphambaniseke isekelo sombuso lemthetho eminingi kakhulu. Hayi, umthetho ndaba clear flag matter, isiza yini.
Kodwa kwakathesi induna lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi njengendoda.
Ye, lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi, kuyaba la izolo ekuseni lasemini. Lokhu eqhuba umsebenzi njengendoda, akula nto emisileyo.
Nxa kungela lutho lulotshwe phansi, lihamba lithweleni emthethwanda lina liyathi likubone
kulezinye induna esizozikhuluma. So I think sizathola i-declarator esizabe sikhalelwe bem ukubeleka bekhuluma lokho abakhulumayo okuphambanisa uZulu.
Lo ke uMnumzana Dumisani Dube igqwetha elimela unduna yenhlamba baloyi uMnumzana Hlanhla yamangwe Ndiweni limuzweke exoxa lapho ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga oweStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza sephuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 6175, laku 7255 ekuseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930 13860 laku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk tholakala ku shortwave ku 4930 13860 laku 15460 kHz. Kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama. Umphathi ntambo wedolobho lakoBulawayo uNkosazana Judith Ncube usekwethekeleleni kwelebhilithane leqola lakhe ngemva kokunxuswa ngabenhlanganiso ephathisa amazwe awezikazi le-Afrika kwezemnotho lentuthuko eye-British African Business Alliance. Intatho lezindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda usethulela udaba lolu ngokugcweleyo.
Unkosazana Ncube ukhokhela iqura eligoqela iziphathamandla zogatsha lokwethekelela kwelizwe labebhanga elikhulu elizweni ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uhambo lokwethekelela amadolobha atshiyeneyo awengilandi bekhatshwe ngababanxusileyo abenhlanganiso yababha behlangana labosomabhizimisi. Ngemva komhlangano labeBrithani, iqula leli libe lethuba lokuhlangana lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlalayo kweleBrithani ezidabuka koBulawayo. Unkosazana Judy Ncube uchaza lo mhlangano ukuthi ubungowani.
Sibuye lapha uzofaka amakhanda ethu ndawonye labantwabethu labafowethu uhambo lolu olokukhangela ngezentuthuko kwaBulawayo. Sincedisane, sidinga i-input eyabantwabethu eyabafowethu abangapha ukwenzela ukuthi sibambisane umsebenzi lowo okoBulawayo. iBulawayo yayihlonitshwa nge-industry, yikho nje silapha sizodinga ukuthi nxa singazuzama-investors sixoxisane sibonisane ukuthi sibambe njani.
Inzalo kaBulawayo eseNgilandi imtshele ngobunzima izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ezidibana lazo ekutholeni usizo kungatsha ezijinini zikahulumende. UmaNcube uthi uhulumende wakhe usekulungisisa lokho.
Ukungena kule ihofisi uphume kuleyana, ungena kuleyana ihofisi kwenza abantu benyampe. Kungakho umongameli usethi usefuna i-one stop shop. Umuntu ozangena nje alungiselwe konke aphuma ahamba eqala ukusebenza. Silokujabula okukhulu kakhulu ngemhlangano elungisiweyo, sahlangana labantu abaningi. Abaningi bakhona bazimisele kakhulu ukuthi bebuye koBulawayo. Kubahlali bakoBulawayo asisukumeni, akula nkwali eyaqhwandelenye.
Umnumzana David Smith umgcinihlalo we-British African Business Alliance iBABA, umanyana wasomabhizimisi beBrithani ababona ngezobudlulwane bokuthuthukisa izwekazi le-Afrika abayibo abanxuse abedolobho lakoBulawayo.
We are a diaspora-led network of business leaders in the African community in the UK, looking at what we can do to stimulate investment, business partnership, development projects and the creation of jobs on the continent. It's not a traditional international engagement. I see it as the mobilization of the power of the diaspora, the power of the African community.
Ukuze bathuthukise amazwe asekhaya.
UMnumzana Smith uyaphambili egcizelela ukuthi kungani bekhethe idolobho lakoBulawayo.
Bulawayo is at a point in its development where it has a rich history, it has huge resources available to it, it has a vibrant population, and yet it is missing many, many things. And part of that is investment, part of it is also organization and management.
Edolobheni laseBradford, uMnumzana Wellington Moyo ngomunye wababuthenise izizalwane zakoBulawayo ukuthi zihlangane lomphathintambo walelo dolobho.
Umama uza lapha ngokulandela umkhankaso we-devolution of iBulawayo, or ngathi which is the main issue khona ekhaya. Manje namhlanje uzile lapho kuzehlangana la maZimbabweans ukuthi asethulele lolo daba, njalo lokuthi thina esikhatshana esihlala ngapho ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza ukuthi siphathise abakwethu abasekhaya.
UMnumzana Zwe Reeves ebekulombuthano uthi okumjabulisayo ngokuza kwamphathintambo ludaba lwentuthuko yakontuthu ziyathunqa.
Okuqakatheke kakhulu yukuthi uminista ubuye ethwele khona okuyikho okuqakathekileyo mayelana ngeBulawayo development. I-focus ka-minister ingeyeBulawayo and development of Bulawayo. Wonke umuntu obuyileyo lapha abavela koBulawayo, izizalwane zakoBulawayo ziyazi ukuthi koBulawayo kuyini okufunakalayo.
Umphathintambo wakoBulawayo lequla lakhe baseseleminye imihlangano labosomabhizinisi beNgilandi, njalo bakhalele ukubuyela ekhaya kondongazwelene ngemva kokwethekelela leyo lizwe okwensuku ezilitshumi. Ngimele Studio 7 eBradford, igama lami ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Iinkokheli zamazwe awezekazi le-Afrika ezigoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa zithe gwaqa emhlanganweni oqalise lamhlanje ozaphela kusasa kwele Arab United Emirates wezenotho oweDubai for the Global Business Forum GBF Africa 2019 oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yeDubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Abangena lomhlangano bagoqela umongameli abanjengo George Weah Liberia, uDan Fowler weSeychelles, uCarlos Agostinho dos Santos, inhloko kahulumende leMozambique, uRuakana Ruganda, inhloko kahulumende weUganda, labanye. Ukuhlaziya uhambo lukaMnangagwa lokuya eDubai. Sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho, umnumzana Andrew Zwambile.
Angiboni ukuthi kungasincedisa njani ngoba masikhuluma i-investment thina kulokunye esingakwenzi kahle ikakhulu naso kukhuluma ukubhadala izikweletu zabantu ne-inconsistency esikhona khona lapho ku-currency. So angazi ukuthi ngoba inhlangano yakhona upresident aseyihambile for the past 2 years iminingi kakhulu, so awukaphumi into olubambekayo.
Kodwa phela abanye bangathi yile yimizamo yakhe yokuthi avuselele umnotho weZimbabwe njengokwethembisa kwakhe.
Imizamo siyayibona but sengikhangelisisa kakhulu ukuthi la ma-businesses akhona kathesiZimbabwe ayavala ngoba i-environment yangkhona kayenzi, imali yakhona kayenzi, sithi izim dollar kodwa isebenza khona lapha eZimbabwe kuphela, ayisebenzi kwenye indawo.
Nxa sikhangele njalo ukuthi yona le mihlangano yangkhona ichi ukuba kunxuswe abaphathi ntambo labanye abacebisi bakahulumende labosomabhizimusi, kuye kube kudingeka na ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa abe khona khona ngale?
Ngombono wami kungadingeki ngoba masikhangela even labalutshwane bona laba bomongameli abakhona bebethumela nje abantu ukuthi be-attend. Ikakhulu mina bengingaprefer ukuthi kuthunyelwe osomabhizinisi lama inhlanganiso eziningi, uZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, inhlanganiso eziletha abosomabhizinisi ndawonye.
I-problem engiyibonayo esila eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende yena nguyo ofuna ukudrive investment on behalf of ilizwe. But sesibone ukuthi uhulumende ama-parastatals onke nje jikelela they are not doing kuhle, ayenzi kahle. So kuyabe kulula nje ukuthi osomabhizinisi beyibo aba-interact labanye abamabhizinisi ngoba lapha imali esiyibonayo lapha eyabe ikhishwa eDubai iyabe ikhishwa i-Standard Bank in-Afrika. So kuyabe kutshengisela ukuthi ngamaloni lawa. So ama-businesses alapha asoze kwanisa ukuthi athole imali zakwamanye abazi basiphinde besevise amaloni onalayo, kuzaba nzima.
So wena ucebisani-ke uhulumende ukuthi ngabe uthatha manyathelo bani nxa sikhangele isimo esiseZimbabwe ukuthi kakulungiswa lutho oluthengiswa phandle kwelizwe?
Imbono wami ukuthi ikakhulu indaba ye-currency le imali yethu yaseZimbabwe. Okokuqala ukuthi imali yethu yaseZimbabwe isebenza khona lapha within Zimbabwe, ayisoze sithi iyimali engaka le ngaka le America or kumbe le South Africa. Lokhu kwenziwa within i-black market le RRB that is decided. But kusuka kube nzima now ukuthi thina nxa sisenza i-business lamanye amazwe directly njengabosomabhizinisi, kuba nzima ukuthi kube le-agreement nje kuphela ukuthi umuntu i-business le ngizayenza imali engaka.
So kwenziweni-ke uhulumende enzeni?
Mina mboni ngani uhulumende asihlaleni phansi sekele ukudla khonokho okulutshwane esilakho ngokuhamba ngoba ama-trip angkhona amaningi kakhulu. Kodwa akula lutho esilubonayo lubambekayo esingalubamba kathi silukhombele sithi nanga imihlangano yethu le sokuresulte ukuthi sokuzaba lalokhu lalokhana, kuba nzima. Uhulumende kahlale phansi labo somabhizinisi, osomabhizinisi bashona bekhuluma nohulumende becela izikhalazo zabo zilula and zi-clear. I-Ministry of Industry yazi ukuthi imali yethu yaseZimbabwe ayisincedisi ukuthi sisebenze lamalokisini okwamanye amazwe. That's why i-economy yethu isiranwa yilabo esibathi ngosiphathelene abayibo ababe ne-forex. So kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi uhulumente ene eqalise ukudila lezinto phezulu ngale engabuya ngaphansi la kuma-basics ukuthi khona ilizwe lingalungiswa njani, kungaba lengqubela phambili njani, ama-industries angasebenza njani. Ngoba as long as singela la industry ukuthi eDubai sebesiyadingani mina angizwisisi, ngoba asila industry kathi sikhuluma konje. Ama-industries akhona bathwele nzima and they are working at very low capacity and ma beproduce izinto zakhona zisuka zidure kakhulu. What more naso kunomuntu ofaka imali yakhe e-expector back, kuba nzima kakhulu. So mina bona ukhulumende engaqaleli phezulu khona ngale engaqaleli kuma basics phansi nga azwisise indubu ezihlangana lapho sokwabhizinisi.
Lo ke bekungumnumzana Andrew Zwambile ingcweti ecobongola ezomnotho engusomabhizimusi wakobulawayo sixoxe laye ecingweni ekhona ngale obulawayo. Kulive talk lamhlanje sikhangela uhlupho lokutholiswa kwabantu inhlanyelo lokulimisa. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani uhlelo. Ikansili yedolobho leHarare ikhuthaza izakhamizi ukubana zigcine izinja ngendlela eqondileyo njengoba leli dolobho selihlaselwe selibalelwa kulawo aloduwo olukhulu lokusabalala komkhuhlane wobhova okwe-rabies. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UDokotela Kutsai Masunda okhokhela isigaba se-epidemiology lokwenxatshelwa kwemikhuhlane kuleli dolobha phansi kwe-City Health Department uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi balondoloze izinja zabo abantu ngoba lesi sifo sesikhona.
The issue is that Harare is now a rabies zone, so we need to increase, I think, community awareness.
Ukuba olukhona lapha yikuthi idolobha leHarare seliyindawo elesifo sopho. Yikho kuqakathekile ukuthi sifundise uZulu ngalolu daba baluzwisise.
Uthi noma sibonakale ezinjeni sisiye ebantwini lokhephe balutshana kakhulu bengaba ngababili kumbe abathathu ngomnyaka, abanye babo bengaba bebuya kuleli dolobha belunye emaphandleni babuya ngapha ukuzodinga usizo lwezokwelatshwa. Uthi okudanisayo yikuthi abantu bagcina ke begcina izinja zabo ngendlela engayisiyo zigcine ziluma abantu.
We hover around 3,000 to 4,000 dog bites in a year, and the majority of them happen in the.
Sidlalela ku 3,000 siya ku 4,000 yabantu abalunywa izinja ngomnyaka. Iningi labo kumizi ehlala abanengi efana le Glenview, Warren Park, Kambozuma, Tafara, Lembari.
UDokotela Joel Tapi ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi athole usizo lokwelatshwa ngokuphangisa ngoba belomkhuba wokuthi bengabona isilonda sisincane bengayi emakliniki loba ezibhedlela.
We do advise as doctors or as a medical fraternity that
siyakwayisa njengamadokotela ukuthi ungalunywa yini ungazi ukuthi yavaccinatewa yini noma usazi sibili gijima uye kuklinika uyothola usizo uhlatshwe ivaccine.
UDokotela Masunda uthi abantu babebe lomkhuba wokuvalela izinja zabo bahambe bezibophe ngentambo ethiwa ilishi njengokudingakala phansi kwemithetho kamasipala eyamabhayiloze, njalo bahlabise izinja zabo amajekiseni okuvikela umkhuhlane wobhova kulokuthi bamelele ukuthi lesi sifo sihlasele abantu.
Because it's cheaper to vaccinate a dog. It's cost, I think, a dollar or even less to vaccinate a dog. To vaccinate a
kuchiphile sibili ukuhlabisa inja yakho. Kubiza nje idola kodwa ukuvaccinate umuntu kungabiza ikhulu lamadola eMelika.
Ingcwethi zezempilakahle kukhansel yeHarare zithi imithi ikhona okwamanje noma kusiba lezikhathi lapho esilela khona lokungatholakali. Abenhlanganiso yokulondolozwa kwamalungelo enyamazana zendle lezifuyo e-SPCA ibhekana lodubo lokugcina imithi esetshenziswa-ke kumajekiseni atshiyeneyo wokuvikela imikhuhlane enje, besithi lokhu kubangelwa ngokusilela kwamandla kagetsi ngoba kusuka kungasebenzi kakuhle. Ukungamanga kuhle kwesimo somnotho kubangela ukuthi abantu behluleke ukugcina izinja zabo kakuhle. Ukuthi abe-SPCA bathi sebethola izinja ezifika kuchumi kusiya kwamachumi amathathu 30 ngelanga eziyabe zizulazula ezitarateni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nguMark Peter Ntambe.
Umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe lama-Warriors uJoy Antipas useveze ithemba lokuthi iqembu leli lizathola yonke imiklomelo emithathu ngemva komdlalo walo leZambia ozaqhutshelwa kweleZambia khona ngale kusasa. uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ikamu leZimbabwe lichothozwe kakhulu ngabalandeli bomdlalo kanobhutshuzwayo ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikile obhanqa 0-0 emdlalweni walo wakuqala wesibaya sikagroup H kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu azafinyelela ukuyadlala kwimidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Africa e-Africa Cup of Nations ngomnyaka 2021. Ngalokho-ke leli qembu lizadibana leli Zambia kusasa lidinga impumela ezathuthukisa amathuba alo awokuba libe ngelinye lamaqembu azaphumelela ukuyadlala kulo mncintiswano we-AFCON wona ozaqhutshelwa elizweni lase-Cameroon ngomnyaka 2021. Ophethe isikhundla sokuba umqeqetshi weqembu lama-Warriors uJoey Antipas utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo phambilini kokusukuma kwaleli qembu lilubhekisa kwele Zambia ukuba kuzamele bebophe ziqine ukuze bethole imiklomelo emithathu.
We are playing away from home, so we can't just go full out.
Sizabe sidlala singekho ekhaya, yikho ngiyasisoze sihlasele singaqhizi zeqhakala, kodwa kumele seluke amasuku azasisebenzela njengeqembu. Njalo bafana bengabakhali phambi kwegedi, silakho ukuphenduka sile mpumela enhle.
Iqembu le-Algeria yile lihlezi phezu kwesibaya sikagroup H lemiklomelo emithathu ngemva kokuba libhaxabulele eZambia nge-5 kanya emdlaleni walo wakuqala, kuthi eleBotswana lele Zimbabwe yalo mklomelo owodwa iqembu ngalinye. Kusenjalo lokhu kungakacaci ukuba yiliphi iqembu elizaphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka kwele Zimbabwe ngemva kokuba wonke amaqembu amathathu ahlezi phezu kwengalane bengutshikile obhanqa kwimidlalo ayidlale ngempela viki edlileyo. Iqembu le-Cape United lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lanhlanu ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikile obhanqa 2-2 leleyada ngensonto. Endaweni yesibili kule qembu le-Chicken Indona lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lantathu njalo elibe ngutshikile obhanqa 1-1 lelewange ngomgqibelo. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lalo lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lantathu njalo lihlezi endaweni yesithathu ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikile obhanqa 0-0 leqembu le-Highlanders ngomgqibelo. Kwimidlalo emithathu eseleyo iqembu le-Cape United lizadlala lele Dynamo Serengeti Platinum Stars kanye lele FC Platinum. Iqembu le-Chicken Indona lizadlala lele Bulawayo Chiefs lele Herentals kanye lele Tel 1, kuthi iqembu le-FC Platinum lona kumele lidlale lele Chapungu ele Black Rhinos kanye lele Capes United. Emsileni wengalane iqembu le-Bulawayo Chiefs litshelele lahlala endaweni yesine nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ngemva kokunqotshwa nge-1 kanya elikwenziwe ngele Manyika Diamonds. Iqembu le-Chiefs lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu okulinani liphethwe liqembu le-Herentals lona elihlezi endaweni yeshumi lantathu njalo elinqobe leMushwane Stars nge-2 kanya. Endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni kule qembu le-Wange lona lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lantathu, kuthi iqembu le-Yada lisendaweni yesibili nxa usuka phansi lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu lambili. Iqembu leMushwane Stars yilo elijeke amanye amaqembu wonke lile miklomelo engamashumi amathathu. Kumidlalo emithathu eseleyo ukuthi iligi efika komlindi yacina, iqembu leMushwane Stars lizadlala lele Tel 1 eleZPC Kariba kanye leleyada. Eleyada lona lizadlala njalo lele Harare City kanye le Triangle. Iqembu le-Wange lona lizadlala lele Herentals ele Tel 1 lele ZPC Kariba, ikanti livele lilomdlalo okumele liwudlale lele Triangle wadluliselwa phambili. Abafana beBulawayo Chiefs bona kumele bedlale leqembu le-Chicken Inn ele Highlanders kanye lele Herentals, kusithi ele Herentals lona lizadlala njalo lele Wange kanye lele Chicken Inn. Amanye njalo amaqembu alokhu elwisa ukusinda ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu ngabalisa ele Tel 1 ele Triangle kanye lele Harare City. Njalo ele Tel 1 lona lizadlala lele Mushwane Stars, ele Wange kanye lele Chicken Inn, ikanti ele Harare City lona kumele lidlale e-Adam ele Dynamos kanye lele Ngezi Platinum Stars. Kube sekusithi ele Triangle kumele lidlale lele ZPC Kariba, ele Yada ele Dynamos liphinde njalo lidlale lo mdlalo walo wadluliselwa phambili okumele liwudlale lele Wange. Kusenjalo inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League siyethule umbiko othi umdlalo wokudinga intshantshu zalonyaka kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup uzadlalelwa enkundleni eBarber Fields koBulawayo mhla zingamashumi amathathu kuyona le inyanga kaLwezi. Amaqembu azadibana ngosuku lolu ngabalisa ele Highlanders kanye lele Ngezi Platinum Stars. Bona adibane emdlalweni weligi ensukwini ezisanda kudlula umdlalo wafika emaphethelweni zingutshikile obhanqa 1-1. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyambonga ke uNjanji lapho ukuze sigqibe uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje othi sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba kade silazo namhlanje. Amagqwetha amela induna umnumzana Felix Nhlahla Yamangwe Ndiweni athi asalungisise amaphepha okuphikisa emthethwandaba isinqumo esithethe zinduna sokuthi aphume esikhundleni. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo Braxetes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.